morning. Last year, during Lent, the worship leaders did a series on the Lord's Prayer. Similarly, this year we have a series prepared on the 23rd Psalm. So each Sunday leading up to Palm Sunday, we will explore a different verse from Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is perhaps one of the most well-known passages in the Bible. It was written by King David, who grew up tending sheep, as his father was also a shepherd. In this psalm, David expresses his great confidence and delight in the constant protection of a loving God. I'd like to share the psalm with you in its entirety before we break down the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I used both BibleInfo.com and ChristianWalls.com in my reading to prepare for this call to worship today. The meaning of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David refers to the Lord as his personal shepherd. In using this reference, David sees God as one who leads, guides, and directs him. As a child of God, this psalm was written for you. All believers can say, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. That's Psalm 103. We were orphans who did not belong to God's flock, but through the death of his lamb, we are purified and are able to be brought into God's fold. Our Savior is not only the lamb. Our Savior is not only the lamb, he is our shepherd too. With this assurance in God's protection, we can conclude that our shepherd will be there for us. We have the full assurance that all our needs will be supplied, and as a result, we can place our total dependence on God. In Isaiah 40:11, it also gives the reassurance of God's constant care and protection of his children, as it states, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. God will always gently shepherd his children amidst the attacks that we encounter daily. Please pray with me. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for all the ways in which you shepherd us. Thank you for adopting us into your flock and providing for all of our needs. Amen.
Our scripture reading today.